Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Coleman. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder takes first base on ball four. Melillo moves to second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive towards third. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-1 in the game. Cane hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Wells moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Wells scores. Sharon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharon scores. West moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to third. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wells moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins strikes out. 1 out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0-for-2 in the game. Cane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. McNair reaches second base with a double. Cane moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Jim Levy. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Rule moves to second. Debscarmes pinch hits for Ed Wells. Debscarmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Garmes reaches second base with a double. Rule scores. Gullick goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Ted Gullick now playing third base. Art Sharon now playing shortstop. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, West hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cain strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Williams scores. Kramer moves to third. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Muddy Rule. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.